Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, it's going to be a while before the Arizona Cardinals play another football game.
I'm fine with that.
Which means we're going to have a lot of time in the next couple of weeks to talk about David Johnson. How about a song a day, Jared? You think you'd pull that off?
Why did you just say that?
How about a song a day?
How about two guests a day? How about that?
Oh, okay, I'll take that first. I'll have one of those, please. Yeah, a song. Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why are the phones ringing so vehemently here?
Seriously?
Yeah. People trying to get in early on Ticket Window Tuesday? Cheaters.
Yeah, the first one was.
Okay. Now, all right.
Second one, too. We're not giving out stuff yet. Wait 10 minutes.
All right. We're going to get
in. Line three is Mark Cuban saying, that is my real hair color.
Because we like conflama on this show, which is conflict and drama, we're going to talk about David Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury, Vance Joseph, where this whole thing is going. Got lots of thoughts on all of them.
How long is it until the Cardinals play another game?
A while. Oh, come on.
I just said I was okay
don't
with
act
it.
Like
I've already
like
180'd on
if
it.
If you want to go grab a shovel and dig ditches for a living, go right ahead. There's nothing wrong with talking about David Johnson.
The world needs ditch diggers too, Danny.
All right, last night was a wonderful night for Vince Murata and all Phillip Rivers haters everywhere.
I don't hate Phillip Rivers. I just think he sucks. And I think he sucked for a really long time.
Yeah, he threw, what, four interceptions last night?
Only four.
That's it.
Including one that he completely underthrew on a potential game-tying touchdown throw. That was an easy pick for Daniel Sorensen. But it was only four.
Have you ever seen a football field where the grass just explodes in the middle of it every time anybody takes a step?
Yeah, in that Batman movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. when Bane was there.
It was I don't advocate. I mean, for a year after, the Chiefs and Rams were supposed to play a Monday night game in Mexico City last year, and the field was unplayable. I can only imagine how bad the condition of the field was last year to make it unplayable if last night was deemed playable.
Yeah. I've been to that stadium, and I'm going to tell you, that stadium is intimidating. Stadium Azteca in Mexico City. It's built primarily as a soccer stadium, obviously, and it's real steep. And they put in, like, a lot of security netting all the way around the arena to prevent fans from throwing things when they're angry at soccer players. Standing on the field there, I thought, wow, this is kind of a trip. It's a different vibe in here. The field, though, you're right. I mean, that can't be good, right? To have field that soft?
I watched a whole montage of just players losing their footing, divots being replaced. That was the halftime show last night. The ground crew coming out and replacing divots. It was fascinating. Yeah,
there you go. All right, Chiefs win that game. Big win for the Chiefs.
Are you losing a little bit of faith in the Chiefs?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're 7-4 now. I'm not saying teams have figured out Patrick Mahomes, but he had very human statistics last night.
Yeah, he did.
And that game could have been won very easily by the Chargers.
I don't know, really, this we could have this conversation at some point in time. I don't know where this whole thing is going, because you look at the Rams and how that whole thing in Los Angeles is kind of, it's kind of falling apart because they can't run the football. Well, why is that? If you've got this great offensive mastermind and this really good quarterback and this great advanced system, really? It's like in the NFL, everything kind of just comes back to what it always was.
Yeah.
Running the football and stopping the run. Running the football and stopping the run. I don't know. All right, last night in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns had a big game with the Boston Celtics. Kind of a clunker from the Suns last night. Lost by 14.
It was.
Scored only 85 points against a Celtics team that was very, very well prepared to handle a Ricky Rubio-less Suns team.
Yeah, well, that was the first damper. It was about 15 minutes before tip. Change in the starting lineup, and it was announced Ricky Rubio. He wasn't necessarily out of action, but he wouldn't start. Javon Carter got the start for the Suns. Ricky Rubio ended up not playing at all. And maybe, I mean, that was a huge factor in the game. The Suns' offense didn't look the same. No. Monty Williams talked about the lack of ball movement again. It's not a knock on Javon Carter. He's not Ricky Rubio. The offense is going to be affected. And I know the Suns earlier this year in that Clippers game, they won without Ricky Rubio.
Yeah.
But last night, Boston really played with a lot of defensive intensity. It was kind of an ugly, grinded-out game, and they had more weapons on the floor, and they won the game. And I don't think really anybody on the Suns had an individual good game. Devin Booker finished with 20 points. I think it was his worst game of the year. I think Kelly Oubre Jr. struggled again. And those are the two guys that you really need to count on to step up, and they didn't do it. It's a loss, and now it's on to Sacramento.
Did you make anything of those two guys, those two team leaders, not speaking after the game to the media? Did you make anything of it?
I didn't go in there, so I don't know what the exact circumstances were. I know it's a just talk at your locker kind of thing. Is it assumed that they'll talk? I think so. Yeah. I don't make too much of it.
All right.
You know, it's a frustrating game. And
Well, Monty Williams sounded more frustrated in his post-game remarks than I think I've heard him yet this year, where he was a little disappointed with how the team operated. And I wonder if that disappointment was expressed to those two guys. And if I were one of those two guys, kind of maybe had the red ass a little bit.
Yeah, he should have been disappointed. It was a bad performance by his team.
Yeah, no, I agree. Making matters worse, Luka Doncic merely went 42-11-12 last night.
Jerry, you got a nickname for him today?
I was hoping they wouldn't win because I had Luka don't win. Luka don't win, but then he won.
Second youngest player ever to have that 40-point triple-double.
What a clinic he put on last night.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I know.
Here's where the Phoenix attitude needs to change. Luka Doncic is a superstar. Trae Young might be trending that way. That's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get behind DeAndre Ayton when he gets back here. Huh? Could there be three superstars from the same draft?
Well, yeah. I mean, but what do you mean get behind him? You want to, like, be part of his PR team?
No, I just don't want to be part of the, they made the wrong pick. Luka Doncic is better. It's not like DeAndre Ayton's been chopped liver when he's on the floor.
But we can say that and not have it be a personal attack on DeAndre Ayton. We can say Luka Doncic is better. Oh, the Suns made the wrong pick. It looks pretty obvious to me now. What? It doesn't have to be a negative, man. I mean,
They made the wrong pick. How is that not a negative?
All right, it is. I guess it is. I wonder if James Jones, if he was in charge of that draft, if he would have taken DeAndre. I've got no room to talk. I declared for myself for DeAndre Ayton. I thought it was really close. I wasn't like Gambo, who was painting a picture of Luka Doncic as a crybaby. I wasn't like him. But I still supported DeAndre Ayton.
Look,
I got no room to talk.
He cries on the bench. Like, literally, he cries.
Right.
Never know that he cries on the bench. Not, like, tears coming down his face. He's crying.
Cries.
Literally.
But I've got nowhere to talk. I said the Suns should take DeAndre Ayton. I got nowhere to go with this. I'm not saying I told you so.
Well, I mean, it's ultimately
it's
up to DeAndre Ayton.
Phoenix Suns like to have to be dealing with this crap.
Don't get the first pick anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's the lesson. It's just like the Phoenix Suns to get the first pick finally, for the first time in 50-plus years, and now we have to deal with this. Our guy suspended for a masking agent, Mr. Roll-Out-of-Bed 18-10, and that guy became the first 40-point triple-double in NBA history other than LeBron James.
You're going negative with your tone again.
Yeah.
Can't we just appreciate Luka Doncic?
I told you, I'm coming with a lot of stuff today, man. All right, the Coyotes shut out their second straight opponent last night.
3-0 win over the Kings. Two different goalies, too.
Yeah.
Kemper gets the 3-0 shutout over Calgary over the weekend, and now Raanta comes back and does it against the Kings.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion in the show prep meeting. We all feel that this is a playoff team.
Yeah.
And you asked the question. You need to have a number one goaltender in the playoffs.
I think you do. I think you need to have order, because how do you know you're starting the right guy on any night?
It's a great problem to have.
And then
both of them are really good.
Well, and then say you ride the hot hand, does that mean you play the same guy six nights in a row? And then the other guy suddenly isn't ready. And then I'm talking theoretical here. I'm turning positive into a negative.
I'm not portending anything. I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying, one of those guys has a bit of an extensive injury history.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
This is one of those stories that probably sorts itself out.
Probably.
All right, I think that's what we're covering. Did I leave anything out, Vinny?
I'm sure.
I'm sure
we always miss stuff.